Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, I was actually at a weather seminar last week and I was listening to experts like yourself speaking, and they made it very clear that beyond the eighth day, accuracy begins to disappear, even before the eighth day, but certainly beyond the eighth day. So let's first of all stick to today. It's going to be wet at some point today, isn't it?
Certainly is, Frank. A band of quite persistent rain, as you say, coming across the country and accompanied by strong to gale force winds. So a little bit of an unsettled spell that we're in at the moment. Second bout of wind and rain to come today. But it should be short-lived, and those winds easing down again by tea time.
And the rest of the week actually isn't too bad.
Not looking too bad in terms of overall weather. It's continuing really the theme of the autumn and winter so far. It's been unusually dry. In fact, that period between October and January, that four-month period, has been the driest such period in the record right the way back to 1910. So an incredibly dry winter period, notwithstanding, as I say, the rain that we've had over the last few days. And it does look as though a colder, drier type of weather will become established again after about Wednesday.
And as for the cold, how cold is it going to be? Because I'm sure you've been asked, I've been asked, is there this cold snap that you see in the tabloids? Is this going to be hitting us?
Yes, it is going to turn colder through the second half of the week. We're going to pick up something of a rarity these days. That's an easterly wind off northern Europe, and that's going to bring lowering temperatures through the second half of the week. I think come Friday and Saturday, we could be looking at temperatures in low single figures. But the cold accentuated by a cutting easterly wind, so it's going to feel, I think, particularly cold towards the back end of the week and into the weekend.
And any suggestion of snow?
Not too much. I think we'll see the odd wintry flurry blowing in on that wind at times, some sleet and snow flurries, but really no sign of any particularly wintry weather. I think the temperature and the feel of the air is probably going to be the main thing later on in the week.
And were those experts right? Beyond the eighth day, it is a challenge to be completely accurate.
Oh, very much so. Confidence in detail of the weather does fall away as we head into the future. We can get the detail fairly right in the short term, but as you would expect, as the atmosphere becomes more chaotic, the weather does tend to become a little more difficult to forecast in the medium to longer term. But we can look at the trends, and it's certainly turning a lot colder as we head towards next weekend.
And in the very near future, as in today, surface water on the roads could be an issue.
Yes, locally, but even the rain, not dramatic. It's about 10 to 15 millimetres. That's about half an inch or so in most places. So regular winter weather today, Frank.
Okay, we can live with that. John, thank you very much indeed.